102.1 WDOK. Hi. How's everybody? Good?
We're all fine. Hey,
everybody, well, because it's no ordinary day.
It's Friday!
Got that going for you, and it's mighty unusual weather we're having. 20 degrees above the norm?
Yes, it is. It's 90 degrees is the forecast high for today. 70 is the normal high temperature.
And nice. You tomorrow, look like you're going to a Hawaiian party.
Well, no, it's
you're wearing shorts and flip-flops.
Well, it's the last chance. This is it.
This is it.
This is probably
more when you were likely. Jim, when you left the room, I said to Trapper, why are you dressed like it's the middle of July? And he stopped for a minute. He said, because Jim told me to wear this outfit.
That's right. Jim told me.
He got out of the car yesterday. Yeah, he said, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? I said, wear shorts.
So I said, okay, Dad. Whatever you say, Dad. Whatever. It's last chance. We'll be heading into cooler weather. It'll be in the 60s over the weekend. So yeah. Then you'll start adding that extra layer of fat for the winter.
Oh, great.
Let's start today.
There you go. You know the chucker?
Yes.
You know the chucker.
Yes. Yeah. One of our favorites.
Well, the chucker has his brother back in sales. Do you know? Do you know Bob?
No, I don't.
Do you know? Well, here, let me because when Jim had the story about two out of three of us are going to be obese in the next 10 years.
That's right.
Two out of three of us will be officially obese.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, the chucker's brother has some issues, you know.
Hi, I'm Bob Vady. I don't know if you can tell, but I used to be a radio announcer.
See?
That's why we advertise on radio.
It works. Thank you.
Come to the Home Depot for Scott's venture of a lifetime.
More music weekends mean more winning for you. Win a family four-pack of tickets to see Yo Gabba Gabba at Playhouse Square October 7th. Listen all weekend for your cue to call in or sign up to win at WDOK.com. Another great listener reward from 102.1 WDOK.
Traffic and weather together. You're now Linda Dawson.
All right, if this isn't the day to play hooky, I don't know what is. It's a good. I'm Linda Dawson with Time Saver Traffic on WDOK.
Remarkable today, indeed. 90 degrees where we're going. 79 right now?
That's right.
Oh, man, it's comfortable out there. It's comfortable. 102.1 WDOK. Somebody come home to me, darling. 102.1 WDOK. Good morning, Trapper Terry and Jim here. It is a Friday. There's a little Bee Gees music. Was that pre-Punky Brewster?
Pre?
Is that pre? Well, Heather came in and she goes, I saw Punky Brewster last night. Who saw Punky Brewster?
We both
the
saw.
The former Punky Brewster.
Mayim Bialik. Yeah, we both saw. She was on Big Bang Theory on CBS.
How long ago was that? Is that the 80s? What was Punky Brewster?
Boy, I don't have any idea.
I think early
90s. Early 90s? Yeah. But anyway, she was on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
on
she's
a date
playing
with
Sheldon's girlfriend.
Is that right?
She's also a science geek.
Oh, is that right? Funny.
But, you know what? That is just a really funny show.
Also, last night, you weren't thrilled with Grey's Anatomy?
I don't know. It was such a huge finale.
Yeah. Well,
it just felt like they kind of muddled into the
in case you missed
premiere.
It, and by the way, I missed the finale, but you had someone, there was gunplay during
an
operation.
Well, I finally found out last night because they kind of, 11 people were shot and like 7 people died. In this, it was mass murder at this hospital.
In the Grey's Anatomy world.
In the Grey's Anatomy world, yes, but it was fictional. But
Catherine Heigl all of a sudden disappears?
No. What? She left last season.
She's already gone?
She got mad and went away.
Okay.
But no, this was sort of, so they were trying to show from each different person's perspective how they were getting over it. And then, of course, the psychologist says, look, you're all suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Uh-huh.
You're just all doing it in a different way.
Was this because people's contracts were up, so they didn't know who was going to survive and who not?
No. Oh, no, because they didn't kill any major characters.
Oh, okay. Just
they only killed some small characters.
So once again, if you're going to go in for operation today, don't worry about any of this stuff.
It's fictional. It was pretend. And you know
fine.
What? If you go to the hospital and there are that many good-looking doctors, who kind of find a way to take off their shirts during an hour show?
Do they?
Oh, yeah. They're good-looking, though.
Are they operating at the time? Well, I guess they are.
No, they're not operating at the time.
And coming up in the calendar, by the way, Jerry Seinfeld's headed in this direction.
Yes.
Welcome to Soft Rock 102.1 WDOK on the World Wide Web.
Fox Tuesday.
Howdy, Willoughby.
Good morning. This is the Cleveland Calendar on WDOK. This is brought to you by Audie of Willoughby. First off, Jerry Seinfeld's coming in.
Yes, he's coming in on January 21st. He's coming to the State Theater. Tickets are going to go on sale October 1st at 11 a.m. And he is great in concert. If you've
I opened
seen
for
him
one time.
Did you?
I was telling Jim this morning.
Yeah.
It was the Underground Comedy Club. It's called the Underground in Seattle. And I was on the bill that night.
You were?
Yeah. It was an open mic night. And I went. And he happened to be the headliner. And then the next morning, I interviewed him on the radio. And is that pretty cool?
Before
he was much of anybody.